This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hi, my name is Marcy, and I have actually quite a few stories in my life that pertain to the paranormal. The one I kind of listed on Facebook, your Facebook page, it was what is the most haunted place in your country, and I put down the Queen Mary and the Ogden Train Depot in Ogden, Utah. The two experiences I had on the Queen Mary, at nine and a half years old, my mother took me on a tour. I had never really been on anything but a little fishing boat before. I had never been on a cruise liner, and it was a very interesting, fun thing to do. And since my dad was a cheapskate and he had been on the tour before, he waited for us off the ship. So we were touring through the dining room and in the chapel area and the deck and looking at a stateroom and whatnot. And the tour ended up going down below decks into the engine room. And then it became a single file roped off line that we had to kind of, you know, tiptoe through kind of. And we ended up looking at the places where they shoveled the coal in to make the steam for the steamship and to make it run. And we were getting ready to step through this huge door that was very thick, and we had to step up high to step over it and through it. And I was at the very front of the line because I was small. And nobody minded having me up front during the tour when we could all stand kind of in a group so that I could see and hear better. And all of a sudden, I lifted the door, and I did not want to go through it. Well, I mean, my mom was very strict, and she'd tell me to do something. I did it, or I ended up getting a whooped, okay? And I was never supposed to embarrass her in public. So yet I still refused to go through the door. And I asked if we could go back the same way we came because I did not want to step through that door. And my mom, all of a sudden out of the blue, just looked at me like she understood and had compassion and said, sure, we can. And she asked the lady how we would go about getting back. Well, we would have had to have everybody scoot over and squish by them like you do in a movie theater. And then there was another group right behind us, and they, you know, didn't know what was going on. And it would have not been that hard for my skinny butt to squish through there, but for my mom, it would have been. And so I said, okay, I'll just go through. Well, at nine and a half, I had no knowledge of the history of the ship. I didn't know that anybody had possibly died on that ship or how or where. Come to find out that there was a man killed. I believe he was a fireman on the boat, and he was killed when the door shut and squished him to death. And I had no prior knowledge of that, or like I said, any kind of history. I only had known about the Titanic. Well, this ship was still afloat. And nobody had told me she had ever wrecked or anybody had died on board. And, you know, I only heard about spirits from stories from my grandmother, you know. I never experienced anything myself. Well, I didn't know it at the time, but I obviously felt either leftover vibes from what happened, or the spirit was telling me, be careful, don't go through there. It may not be safe for you, you know. So then when my sister got married on the Queen Mary, and I was 22, well, she got married in the chapel on the boat. And when we were after her wedding, she had her reception in the big ballroom there. And I remember my cousins and I, which we were her maid of honors and bridesmaids. And we had to go back to her stateroom because they had rented it. See, it's still a working motel, and there's bellhops running around, and they still rent rooms and whatnot. So we had gotten dressed in their stateroom before the wedding, and we had left our purses and personal items in the room. So during the reception, the three of us decided to go together to the room to retrieve our stuff before the end of the night, because then it was their room and that was their one night honeymoon until they could take a longer honeymoon because they had to go back to work. So when we went back, we short sheeted the bed and we put a bunch of rice in between the sheets because we weren't allowed to toss rice on the boat at the wedding. So we did that, and I had forgotten my purse. I got so sidetracked because I'm ADHD and totally forgot to grab my stuff. And we were laughing on the way back. And all of a sudden I realized I still wanted my purse. I needed something from it for my son, and who was her ring bearer. He was only 3 and a half. So I asked somebody to go with me. Nobody wanted to go with me. I was given the key and told to go by myself. So as I'm walking towards the stateroom, I'm walking down a long hall, and there's nobody around. And I expected a bellhop to turn a corner with one of those suitcase carriers, you know, to take their luggage to the room and whatnot. I kept feeling like somebody was walking behind me, or I was being watched by people behind me. So I kept turning around and looking and turning around and looking. Thought I heard giggles and whatnot. Couldn't see anybody. Looked around the corners, you know, stopped and waited for a bellhop to come around the corner so I could listen to something besides my own footsteps, and nobody ever showed up. So I kind of quickened my step, and I carried on to the room and got my purse and made sure when I went back the same way, back to the reception down that hall, I just tried to block it out and quick step back, and that's hard to do sometimes in high heels. Well, come to find out months later that the ship was at one time being used in a military fashion, and it was taking troops across the ocean, okay? So I guess at one time they ended up hitting a boat with a bunch of men on it, and a bunch of men died near her bow. If they were stayed on the ship, the spirits themselves, these would have been young men from 17, 18, up to maybe 21, 22. You know, the ones at that time in the war, they were all very young like that. They didn't enlist much older than that. So if these spirits were still there, I was dressed to the nines in a taffeta dress that cost almost $200. I was only 22. I looked really well. And it would have made sense that they were kind of giggling and gawking at me and staring at me and whatnot. I don't have a big ego. I'm just saying that would have made sense, and that's why I felt like I was being watched and I could hear giggles. And so I know that ship for sure. With those experiences, it is definitely haunted from my own experience. I listen to stories. I don't doubt them. I don't necessarily believe them blindly. But I know when it's my story that I can vouch for to myself, and if others want to believe my story, that's great too. But I truly believe with all the stories, including my own, that place is definitely haunted. But I still love the Queen Mary ship. She's beautiful. She's awesome. And I'd love to go back again some other day. Well, thank you for sharing my story. And I would love to get with you and tell you some more of my experiences in my lifetime, because I have some really good ones. Well, I hope you enjoyed. Thank you.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
Raise your hand if you want your nails to look perfect all the time. Me too. I'm Sarah Gibson Tuttle from Olive & June, and this is exactly why we created the Manny System. We wanted to make it possible for everyone everywhere to give themselves a beautiful manicure at home. With our tools and our long-lasting polish, each manicure with our Manny system comes out to just $2. That's right, $2. No more $30, $40, $50 manis that you get at a salon and they take hours. Now you can paint your nails on your time and love them more than ever. And by the way, when people ask, who did your nails, where did you get them done? You're going to proudly say, I did them myself. Get 20% off your first Manny system with code DIYNAIL20 at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20. That's code DIYNAIL20 for 20% off at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20.